Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and thank you for tuning in to our Thursday night programming of Totally Driven Radio. Heh, but why wouldn't you tune into the greatest show heard all around the world?
Here we are, Thursday night, time to get driven, people. That's right, Totally Driven Radio. My name is Bay Ragney, and I'm flying solo tonight because, actually, technically, we're kind of like on a vacation. We're not doing our live shows on Thursday night. This is actually all pre-taped. I've still been doing interviews. I mean, people still want to get driven. I have artists I still want to share with not only the country but the world. I want these people to be heard. I want my interviews to be heard. And I just want to spread total entertainment. So that's what I'm doing. I have three musical artists lined up for you tonight that I've interviewed over the past week. And it's time to play them. It's time to get driven, people. Are you ready? All right. So we have, like I said, three musical artists. We have two country. We have Mr. Richard Lynch. Really nice guy, old school country. We're going to be playing his interview first, as well as his single, his new single. It's called A Better Place. After Richard, we're going to be talking to, we're going to turn it up a little bit. We're going to go a little heavier. We're going to go to the band One Less Reason, and we talked to their front man, their lead singer, Mr. Chris Brown. No, it's not that Chris Brown. It's this Chris Brown from One Less Reason. Great guy. We'll be talking with Chris, and we'll be playing a song from them, their new single as well. It's called Where Were You? And then rounding out the show all the way from Sweden, Swedish country music artist, Mr. T.J. Leonard. We'll be talking to T.J., and we'll be playing his new single. It's called The River. So let's start the party. Let's start the show. Let's kick it off. Let's go old school country with Mr. Richard Lynch. Richard.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. You beat me in.
Well, we're making sure that we wasn't going to miss this opportunity to talk with you. How are you today, sir?
Good. How you doing? You know,
good,
I guess
busy.
I'm doing even better because I don't get to talk to a Hall of Famer too much.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we're pretty proud of that. Now we've been at this a long time, and it's, you know, this the old adage, if you stay with something long enough, the good things come your way. Well, we're living proof of that, so we just keep right on.
Absolutely. So you've been doing this for 30 years now?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's great.
Yeah,
that is great.
I just love that old traditional country music. My dad was a well-established picker and singer, and I got to follow in his footsteps. I got inspired at a young age to do what he does, and so I've been doing it for a long time.
Nice. Did you ever get to, like perform with your dad or write music or play with your dad musically?
Well, yeah, I got to be around that a lot. I mean, for some reason, your phone kind of broke up a little bit there. I'm not exactly sure what your question was completely. What was that again, sir?
I asked if you ever had the chance to play music with your father.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah, my dad. Yeah, I was fortunate at a young point, 8 years old, my dad got me on the stage for the very first time, and young age, I was bit by that country music bug at a young age. I just knew that's something I wanted to do and kept right on doing it.
That is great. Now, you said, I mean, you're more of that old-style country music, classic country music, like the classics like Conway Twitty, Waylon Jennings. How do you feel about, like, that new, like, genre of country music? I guess, kind of like a crossover country, they call it.
Yeah, there's a lot of names they have for it. I really don't care much for it, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's just they've taken the country out of the country music. And, to me, country music is something that comes from the heart. You can live and feel it and experience different scenarios in life. And traditional country music pretty much covers all aspects of real life. And so, today's country music has kind of lost its way as far as, the good delivery of the good lyrics and the good melody lines, and they don't much have steel guitar, and they don't much have fiddles. And so, our music is brand new music. It's just got the sound of the traditional, 1970s, 1980s, or the 1990s feel. And like I said, it's brand new music. It just got that little retro feel, and it still has that same deep connection of traditional values, and it's got that same deep connection of people that, when they hear a song, they follow a storyline. They can kind of follow along, and a lot of folks relate with that different storyline, and that's what's made country music so so well cherished throughout the years.
Yeah, it has. Now, something else I saw, which really surprised me. You're a farmer. You're a true farmer.
Yes, sir.
You design and build barns.
Oh yeah. Well, I was born and raised on an old farmhouse, way back a long lane up just north of Cincinnati and south of Dayton, Ohio, and there was always plenty of chores to do there on the farm. And so, when you got a farm, you're always going to have maintenance and so forth on an old barn. So my dad taught me a lot about how to build things and repair things and work the ground. And, I've always around the farm animals, that growing the hay. So that's just a way of life that I absolutely love, and I love to be around that way of life. And so the country music just kind of went hand in hand. I played traditional country music, and I lived the country life. I'd say I pretty well got it made. I work hard, but it's a life I really love.
At the end of the day, you're happy.
At the end of the day, I'm happy, and usually I don't have any problem going to sleep at night. My wife has plenty of things for me to do, so she's sitting here, so she's smiling at me right now. So.
Now, how about the whole barn thing, like building barns and designing barns? I mean, that's kind of like another creative outlet almost, I would imagine.
But it is. I really like restoring old hand-hewed barns, the barns that's been here 150 years or even more. And I mentioned earlier how I was raised on an old farm. That's exactly the old barns that was on the old farm that I grew up on. And so I got interested in, in kind of reclaiming and resaving those old buildings, and we got to learn a whole bunch about something that's almost a lost of it, is a dying breed. There's not many left out there. Well, there's some left, but it's becoming fewer and fewer. And so it's heartwarming, and it's amazing gratification for me to go to an old barn and be able to save something that's got some history of that magnitude from the 1800s, man. That's something that's gratifying to me, to be able to keep something going for another 100 years. I take great pride in that.
That's awesome. Now, do you think has like either of those creative forces combined? Like, have you ever been influenced from designing and building a barn or restoring a barn, and has it taken over into your musical side as well, Evan?
It's funny that you should say that. me and my piano player Jerry Hughes and myself have recently wrote a song, and the title of the song is called Worth Saving, and it talks about the old barns and the hand-hewed beams and the dirt floors, and sometimes you'll drive down the road and you'll see you know, a sign that's painted from who knows how old. It was painted on the side of the barn. So we've taken all these different ideas that we've seen, and I've been around, and we've come up with a song called Worth Saving. And it's our intentions that some folks in Michigan take this song, and their actually idea is to pursue a foundation to where they go around the state of Michigan and start saving and restoring these old barns, and they're wanting to use this particular song as maybe a tool to help raise some money and try to save these older buildings that's kind of going away from us. So we're very fortunate they've had an opportunity to write this tune, and maybe we can get that to you when we get it recorded. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I would love to hear it. Now, how about, time-wise, that's got to take a lot out of you as well. I mean, maintaining a farm and doing all that stuff. And then, like, I'm saying, you do, like, hundreds of shows a year. You're saying you sleep, but do you truly sleep? You sound like a superhero.
Well, I get asked that a lot. I'm fortunate that I've got a brother who can help me take care of the farm when I'm touring. I've got a neighbor that can kind of help me take care of the hay and so forth. A couple friends take care of the livestock. You know, there's times when we're on a tour for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and, you know, we're fortunate enough to have some folks that will step up and help us out with the farm chores. And we schedule these bookings and these touring concert events around major things, like, you know, when we have to have the hay up, you know, we're going to have to spend, in about 2 weeks, we're going to spend about 4 or 5 days really hard getting up the hay here on the farm. So, you know, we just try to schedule it with all these things in mind, and you know, sometimes it works out. Sometimes it don't necessarily work out. But we really enjoy the fact that we keep busy and with a different array of occupations out there. But, you know, my heart is truly with the country music and the fact that I get to live the country life. I get inspired by that. It's just something I wake up, I want to do it. And, you know, if you're enjoying something you do, it ain't work, they said. But I think it's still work, but we still enjoy it.
So, all right, so this leads us to, you have a new album. Is it out now or is it coming out? It's called A Better Place?
Our brand new album has been out for a few months now. We are we're so excited. We've had an immense amount of success and airplay and just amazing amount of well-rounded, well-received comments on how this album is truly traditional country music and how they're really enjoying the fact that they get to hear the sounds of other heroes like Merle Haggard and George Jones and Conway, and you know, and to be able to hear some songs that will take folks back to a different era in time, and like I said, it's brand new music, but they can reflect with a different time, and I think a lot of folks are really looking for something, you know, a little more traditional sounding these days. And so I'm fortunate enough to be able to be in a position where I can kind of get that going. And I understand me and my wife and our management team are fixing to do another album in this year, at the end of this year. So we're going to have a new one, a new project to work on here towards the end of this year. So it's just it's been a whirlwind for me, and like I say, I absolutely love it. We've been doing these radio interviews just one after the other, and got to do a multi-state tour last week, all the different states, and go to the radio stations, do some TV things, get to play with people like my heroes, I get to play with people like David Frizzell and some of the people that I grew up listening to. You know, I'm just so thankful that I get to be around that.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. Now, with the, going back to the album, A Better Place, is there any specific place that Better Place is, or just the title you came up with?
Well, A Better Place, if you haven't heard the song, it's kind of open for suggestion. You can hear you wonder what that means, but the particular album, A Better Place, the record on the single on the album, it talks about a gentleman who has a lifelong crush on this young lady, and he discovers that, you know, she has other interests. And, of course, he's devastated, and, you know, he leaves upset, and he gets in an accident, and the gentleman no longer with us, but he still sees, you know, in his life the from a better place, all the different things around, you know, the lady that was so close to him, or he was close to her. It just paints a story, a different kind of story, and a real methodical and a hard country felt feeling that a lot of people can connect with. We've been fortunate enough to have a 6-week number one run on the Roots
wow.
music with this particular song. And so it's really connecting around the world with people. It's being played in 32 countries right now.
Wow. That's awesome.
Isn't that something?
Good for you.
I'm so tickled.
Really
I'm so happy
awesome.
About this. It's just amazing.
And you were saying, like, you got to perform with a lot of people you looked up to and all. I mean, the musicians you have on this album, I mean, they have a hell of a resume as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've got a multitude of things here. We even have a big country music barn that we have on our farm, and 3 or 4 times a year we will have, you know, some Grand Ole Opry stars and come up here and perform with us. Like, June the 10th, we're going to have Confederate Railroad performing with us here on our farm. June the 10th, we'll be in Nashville with them. June the 11th, they'll be here on our farm with us in Waynesville, Ohio.
Wow.
So it's just amazing that we get to rub shoulders and connect with these legends that's been around so long, and we're so thankful to finally be in this position to where we can do that now.
That's great. So what's the plans for you for the rest of the year now?
Well, like I say, we're going to let this album continue, you know, to run its course. We've had an immense amount of success and immense amount of notoriety around the country and around the world with this album. And you know, we've hitched our wagon to a lot of great country people that's putting us on the TV situation now, doing RFD television things now, and recording with people like Billy Yates, who promoted and who produced the album and wrote a lot of the songs. And I mentioned David Frizzell, you know, and by being in that environment, you know, we lead to the next opportunity, and we're already making plans for this next album. And when this next album comes through, we're hoping it's at least as good as this one we have here. You know, sometimes you create something, and then all of a sudden you're in an environment where, boy, I hope it's as good as the last one. But we feel we can. You know what I mean? It just kind of puts a lot of pressure
sure.
on you. And so,
absolutely.
You know, it's just something that we've taken great pride in, and we just want to continue making good country music and having wonderful people like yourself, you know, that promote our music and play our music. And if it wasn't for you guys, then we'd be in trouble. We wouldn't have nobody to do what we do. So we owe you guys an immense amount of appreciation and gratitude.
Well, the same goes for you as well, because it's a two-way street there. Got to work together.
Absolutely.
Cool. So now where can everybody get the new album?
Well, you know, right now, if you just go to RichardLynchBand.com, you can go to our website, and it will show you at the bottom of the page all the different variety of social media places that you can get our music. You know, there's Reverb Nation and on and on and on and on, that all the different places you can buy our music. And it also shows all the locations we're playing music around the country. We're playing from Texas all the way up to Minnesota. And places between. We're doing some upper Michigan places, playing in Iowa, all over Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. It's just, you know, we love getting to meet these people and, you know, meeting the folks that really like the traditional sounds of country music, shaking their hands. And believe it or not, we meet people out there that write songs, and the next thing you know, they're giving me some of their music that they have wrote. And, you know, some, we can't use everything, but it's nice to meet people and know that they want to take an interest in what we're doing, and they have enough interest in me to submit a song to me. I really appreciate people that do that.
That's awesome. That is really not many people do that as well.
You know, you're right. And, you know, some people tend to get to where they're not approachable. I never want to be that way. I want to always remain just an old farm boy that loves country music. And, you know, to have people come up to me and shake my hand and we just sit down and talk a little bit, there's nothing more gratifying to me, people like that. And like I said, you know, a lot of folks out there in this country music are talented. They write good songs and they sing a little bit and they enjoy what they do. And so if I get to meet them people and connect a little bit with their lives, you know, that's all the better. And who knows, maybe we can have a good song land in our lap that we get to put in our next album. So, you know, we just really enjoy meeting people and being around those people.
That's awesome.
And I bet they enjoy being around you guys as well.
Well, it sure seems to be. I mean, we, you know, we'll go do an hour, an hour and a half show somewhere at a festival or an event. And, you know, that we like coming off that stage and, you know, and if people want to buy some material or buy some merchandise from us, man, we're always happy to sell it to them, but we're just happy just talking with them and getting to know them a little bit, sharing some life experiences. You know, it's everybody's got their little
Absolutely.
Thing in life that they're really good at, and it's neat to connect with these people. Next thing you know, you got a new best friend.
And I'm sure you have a lot of best friends out there.
Man, we're pretty fortunate. We're getting a lot of good friends and making connections. You know, that's the thing. The thing with music is, you know, you never know who's listening. You never know who's going to give you a call or pop into your show. And you know, you always want to, or at least I try to strive and do my best at everything, whether we have a smaller crowd or there's 10,000 people. We always put our heart into this show and make sure we do our best delivery possible because, you know, it's you never know who's going to be sitting out there and who can help somebody. And you know, I get helped a lot, and I enjoy helping the young folks out there that like to keep playing this traditional music. We're helping a young lady right now in our area that she's taking a liking to this traditional sound, and, man, she's just turned 21, and I'm tickled that she is – you know, into this and really wants to do this traditional sound because her delivery is awesome. And once again, you just never know who you're going to meet out there. So I just enjoy it so much.
That's great.
Well, Richard, I want to thank you so much. This has been awesome. And we're going to play the single, A Better Place for Everybody. So everybody needs to go to your website, get the album, keep in touch with you. And it's richardlynchband.com, correct?
That's right, and we sure do thank you. And, folks, to all your listeners, thank you for listening to us. And if you can come check us out on our show, we'd love to meet you.
That's awesome.
Thanks again.
Hey, thank you, sir. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye.
I was driving, it was raining, on my way to bring her roses. When I got there, she wasn't there alone. Oh, it tore my world to pieces to know we'd never be together. So I said goodbye and headed off down the road. Couldn't see for the tears it rained. I heard the crash and I felt the pain. And my life was over just like that. But I'm in a better place. No more tears on my face. Up here above the clouds, I can see clearly now. She was my like she's dying to hold me. Too bad she waited too late. I spent most of my life just trying to make her love me. I can't believe what it took to finally make her look my way. The preacher man sends up a prayer. The organ music fills the air, and a choir sings as they carry me away. But I'm in a better place, no more tears on my face. Up here above the clouds, I can see clearly now. She was my reason for living, and after all the love I'd given, I never dreamed
Everybody, welcome back. Chili's Room Radio, Bay Ragging here, and there you go. You just heard A Better Place by Richard Lynch. And before we get into our next interview, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. It's only a couple minutes. And check out our sponsors. And we'll be right back with Mr. Chris Brown of One Less Week. Stay tuned.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Chili Dream Radio. That's right. We're here. It's Thursday night, and it's time for our next interview. The band is called One Less Reason. The man is called Chris Brown, and here he is. You know, I got to ask right off the bat, like, is it a problem with your name being Chris Brown? Like, is it hard for people to search you or find you or, you know, the whole, you know, that other guy?
You know what? That's a yes and a no answer, because I get a whole lot of friend requests from people on like Facebook that I know for a fact are not looking for me. So it brings those to me. I know for a fact that they are not looking for me. Yeah. You know, and then yeah, at the same time, every time I say my name they go, "Ooh, you beat up Rihanna." You know, so it is what it is.
Oh boy. Right.
I'm gonna tell her.
Now, something pretty pretty ballsy for you guys to do was I guess before you guys put out your debut album, but back in 2003, you guys were actually signed to Universal.
Yeah.
But you felt it wasn't right to be like on a major label. What was the reason? Was there any specific reason behind that, or was it just the whole feeling in general?
We got signed, and our song Favorite Color did really well at radio. But the problem with it was is they had spent all their rock budget on this other band that was failing miserably. So they pretty much told us, they were like, "Look, you guys can wait for the new budgets to come in, or you guys can go ahead and we'll let you out of this, and you don't have to pay us back anything. You get to keep the masters." We were like, "Yeah." So we took and ran with it.
Yeah, right.
You know, we realized we could make money. Yeah, and we realized we can make money without a record label, and never look back.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So do you like being able to be, like, in control of everything yourself and do it all yourself?
Yeah, some people would call me a control freak. I mean, that's you know, I like to be in the control of my own destiny in all aspects of my life, because if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail on my own terms.
That's understandable.
But
I'm kind of like,
you know,
that myself, though. Like, I don't have to answer to people and do what they tell me. I'd rather, like, try to carve it out my own way.
Yeah. I mean, if I succeed, great. But if I refuse to be 80 years old sitting on my front porch going, "Oh, God, I failed doing it that other person's way. Why didn't I try it my own way? I can live with
right.
I did it the way I wanted to and failed. I can't live with, I did it the way somebody told me to do it and I failed." Or succeeded.
Yeah.
Either way.
Right, right. So how about, like, you guys have had some of your music featured in the TV show CSI Miami and in a feature film, Hero Wanted. What's it like when you get that call, like, that they want to use your music in a media like that?
It's cool. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things where they always start off the conversation with, "Oh, you know, our music budget just isn't what it used to be." It's like, oh, whatever. But I thought it was really cool to see the way they incorporate the music into the movie or TV show or whatever it is. You know, it just, you know, it's impressive to me to see that, especially when it really fits. Now, if it doesn't fit, that's a whole different thing altogether.
Now, do you, like, ask them how they came across you and thought you guys would be a good fit?
Yeah, I mean, out of nowhere. I mean, they'll just hit us up on whatever social media site or our website or through management or whatever. You know what I mean? And we have enough of a footprint now where it's really not that surprising anymore. It was a long time ago, but now it's really not anymore. It's kind of grown to that it's actually something that's kind of expected and hoped for now.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely cool. But when you get it through like a social media or something, do you think like, all right, who's pulling my leg? Yeah, I said
hello?
When you get that offer, like, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, when you get that offer through like a social media site or something, do you think somebody's like playing a prank on you?
No, I mean, not really, because the first thing you do is you Google people, you know, your name,
right,
blah, blah,
right.
Blah. Let me make sure you actually work there before I sign this thing saying that, you know, you have my master's for the next, you know, 10 weeks, you know, so, you know, I mean, and then we're all, as musicians, we're all egotistical, you know, jerk, so we're like, yeah, of course they want our music. not really, but no, you know, it's one of those things, man. Especially when it's a show that you're really into, or whatever, you
right.
know what I mean, or like something that's really popular. Like the CSI thing came out of nowhere. I still don't know how we got that. Honestly, that was all management.
That's awesome, though. Now, also too, like I was reading like about your songwriting, and
yeah.
You went on record to say like you want your lyrics to be heavier than the physical music. That's pretty deep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the content of a song, or the words that you're saying, can set a mood that's heavier than any riff's ever going to, or any riff or note choice is going to, is ever going to be able to portray.
Right. So I would guess like almost every kind of like circumstance in your life, are you sitting there like, all right, I can make this into a song or I can make that into a song?
Honestly, it was until I hit a certain mood that I know that I'm ready to write songs. And once I do write song, well, I mean, once I know that feeling, pretty much I just start writing until that feeling is gone. And it's pretty much like a therapy session for me. You know, I mean, it's pretty much laying on the couch for me, you know, and speaking my thoughts, you know, to anybody that'll listen, and hopefully people that are listening have felt the same way.
Yeah, I mean, situations like that where, I mean, like you said, like it's kind of like a therapy session for you. Like, I mean, I'm in therapy, and, you know, my therapist told me for years, like, when you get into a place where, like, you really need to, like, let something out or whatever, write it down and write it out. So, I mean, that's kind of like what you're doing there. You're writing it out.
Exactly. It's the same thing. Same exact thing. It's just,
right.
I probably would have gone crazy years ago had I not put these records out.
Now, it also too, I saw like you can't write if you're happy. So I guess you need to be like in a depressed, sad, or angry mood to really let out the true you.
Yeah, I find that a lot of times, man, it's really, really when I'm happy, I want to kind of go be happy. You know, it isn't until I'm in a sorry state of affairs or in a bad mood that I find myself wanting to pick up a guitar or sit at a piano for a few hours and, you know, pound on some keys.
Right. And I guess, too, with the creating, I mean, like when you're creating and writing that music and getting that emotion out, does it make you feel better from your situation? Do you feel like a relief afterwards? Or?
Oh, absolutely. It is literally like getting poison out of you.
Nice. Now, how about, too, like, do any of these songs get so deep that when you actually, like, when it comes time to start performing these or rehearsing these songs, does it get very emotional for you?
There's a song called Uneasy that I just can't get through alive. I don't even attempt it.
Wow.
Just because I tried it once and I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to play this song anymore.
Wow. That's
it was just too much. My dad had passed away like 2 months after the song was written, and I can really hear where I kind of knew it was coming with the lyrics that are in that song, you know. It's almost a premonition.
Right. Wow, I got to check that tune out. So, all right, so with the new album, it's coming out, it's called Memories Invited, it comes out this summer. So what is that, is there like any specific meaning behind that title, Memories Uninvited?
The Memories Uninvited, kind of, I was with a buddy of mine who does like psychiatry work and whatnot. I hadn't seen him in years and he was in town. And I guess somebody that he had helped prior come up and spoke with him and whatnot, you know, and he actually told the person, he said, we got to make sure we keep you on the straight and narrow and keep you away from those memories uninvited so that you stay on the right path. And I remember listening to this conversation and going, yeah, man, that totally fits exactly where my new record is going. I'll take that. Thank you.
Oh, that's funny. It's a pretty wild little phrase there. I mean, when you think about it, memories uninvited. I mean, it could be so many meanings to it, but it's just, it's a great title.
How many times have you laid in bed twisting and turning because you couldn't get something out of your mind because, you know, something you did 10 years ago that still bothers you, you know what I mean? And,
sure.
You know, it's just, it's a human condition. There really is a human condition that we all deal with.
That's true. Yeah. Now, how about, like, do friends of yours, too? I was wondering, like, do friends or band members or whoever, do they feel like they have to, like, not upset you because they might become the focal point of one of your songs?
I think they try to hear. I'm sitting here with my engineer, and he is laughing so hard because he spent the last 10 months with me in the studio. And, I think not upsetting me is probably high on their priority list. Not for me putting this on, but just for other reasons. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. So, do you have an actual release date for the new album?
July 15th.
July 15th. Yep. 2 months. All right, 2 months we got. So now you got the first single has been released. It's called Where Were You? And I'm scared to ask who that person was that you were looking for.
The song is about pretty much how people that are blood related to you or family, a lot of times they're not there. But it's the people that you met along the way that became friends will kind of go out of their way to do anything they can for you. And so I found that a lot of times, just because you're blood related, they like to take happiness in your failures, but then also take credit for your work just because you share the same bloodline. Where friends don't do that. The people that I surround myself with and I call family don't do that. We take our hits together and we take our successes together.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that goes back to that old saying that is just so true. You know, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. And it's one of the most truest things.
Absolutely. You know, because there's a lot of people that I do consider family that we do, you know, it was family that I met along the way. Just we just don't share the same blood.
Right. Gotcha. So So, all right, so actually there's a lyric video out for that now. Is there going to be an actual video coming out for that at all, or?
Yes, we're in the processes. We're talking to a guy named Frank Boren right now, and then we're talking to some other people about getting a video shot here in the next month to go ahead, and we're trying to work out all the details for it and, you know, get a good visual.
Nice. Now, how about any touring set up for coming up over the summer at all into later this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice. We're looking to get out right around the time the record's coming out. We're going to be getting back out on the road. I took 4 years off. I had my first daughter, and I took 4 years off. But now I'm going to get back. Thank you. Now I'm going to get back to it, you know, because I still got to be who I am, stay true to what I do, you know. I can be who I was before my daughter was born and be a daddy and be that person. You know what I mean? So it took a few years to figure that out, but, you know, it sucks. I don't like being away for, you know, any, and I was gone for 24 hours this last week, and it was, she gave me the guilt trip of my life.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how's that going to be now, you know, going out on the road as a father, and, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, the child with you.
I will have my own bus, my own private bus, away from the band. Will bring my kid out at least 2 weeks out of the month.
Oh, nice.
And then we have access to private jets also, so we can fly them wherever we need to go.
Very nice. Look at you guys.
Yeah, man, Tattooed Millionaire Records.
That's like Iron Maiden level.
Oh yeah, he didn't want to be a tattoo millionaire for his song. We did,
right? Now, how about that? Did becoming a father inspire any music for this album?
Yeah, actually, it really did. Actually, my daughter can be heard singing. I was demoing the song called "On the Way Down," and excuse me, and she saw me singing into the microphone, and then she come over, you know, she was 2 at the time, and she just was just wailing into this microphone, no idea what she was saying, but I recorded it, and it opens the song "On the Way Down."
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Good stuff going on. It's an exciting time for you.
Yes, sir. Awesome. Thank you.
So, all right, so where can everybody find the band? One last reason.
OLRmusic.com, Facebook/One Less Reason. I mean, if you Google it, we're pretty much just about anywhere online that you can, you know, where everybody else is. Spotify, iTunes, the whole gamut, man. But this time, you know, this new record will actually be in stores that people will be able to go to, you know, a Best Buy or this or that to be able to buy it, you know.
Nice.
Pick it up with their hands and take it to the cash register. So,
yeah, it's a good thing. How about any vinyl at all? Or?
Man, I want to do vinyl, but finding somebody that can cut vinyl in the United States that's not on a 6-month back order is nearly impossible.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who would have thought
it
vinyl
really
was going to make a comeback?
Who would have thought that vinyl would be sought after like that?
Crazy, crazy. Cool. All right. So everybody needs to get ready. The big date, July 15th, for the new album, Memories Uninvited. They need to go to the website, olrmusic.com, correct?
That's right.
Cool. And they need to be ready and look for you guys coming to a town near them or me or everybody.
Everyone, coming for you.
Very good. Cool. Chris, I want to thank you so much. Very cool interview. A lot of fun.
All right, brother.
I appreciate it.
I
can't wait to hear the whole album. Yeah, man.
Yes,
Take
sir.
Care, man.
Let me know what you think about it. Yes, sir.
I will. Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
The gun won't cover your sins. Life is Russian roulette. You know that I'm up next. A bullet never lasts to a friend. It's not to talk about. Where were you when we were all gone? Where were you when you pushed me by? Where are you in the meantime? You know I think my family saved my life. So tell me. They cut it out of your skin. You were the last one to know there was no chance for hope. Your way out exchanged for where to begin. You're so strong in your silence. Just a word to defend. You know your love's built in sex, full of fear and regret. Your eyes, they show nothing but quit. Your mouth just talks about it. Where were you?
One Less Reason, and the song was called Where Were You? All right. I know where you are. You're right there. You're listening to Tilly Jim Radio, and you're going to stay right there. We're going to take our second commercial break. Remember, check out our sponsors, because without these sponsors, Tilly Jim Radio or our whole entertainment network doesn't happen. So we'll be right back in a couple minutes, and we're going to round out the show with Mr. TJ Leonard. Stay tuned.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right, welcome back. So is your radio, Bay Ragney here, and time for our last interview of the night. Let's take a trip overseas to a beautiful country known as Switzerland. And one of their country music stars, the man is known as T.J. Leonard, and he got totally driven. Check it out. There he is, Mr. T.J. Leonard.
Hello.
How you doing?
Well, I'm quite good, actually, yeah. I've been better, but as you can hear, my voice is not as it should be, but I think we'll be okay.
Cool. Now, you're from Sweden, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And are you in Sweden now, or?
Yeah, I'm at my house in Stockholm.
How about that? That's pretty wild. Now, what's the country music scene like over in Sweden?
Well, it's getting better. It used to be quite big in the 70s and early 80s. But then it has a little setback, and now it's getting there again. So it's fun to be part of that. And yeah,
that's awesome. Now, are you also? Do you know your manager Michael Stober? Do you know his artist X?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Cool.
He's a
real good guy.
Yeah,
have you guys
done
shows together at all?
No, not together. No. I don't think. No, we've written a couple of songs together, and we have a really good one coming real soon. We don't know what to do with it yet. We should try to place it on some other artists or do it ourselves. It's a duet. So that'll be exciting, yeah.
Very cool. Now, I guess would like the ultimate goal for you would be to come to the United States.
Yeah, I was there in the fall 2014. I was in Nashville then, and I loved it. It was awesome. I did a small gig for a small event for I think they. They collect money for veterans, so
okay.
I did a couple of songs there. Yeah, so it was awesome. But I'm going there.
Nice.
I'm going there. Yeah, now it's September. I got nominated on Josie Music Awards, I think it's called, huh? For best male singer and best song, best video, best album. So that's an honor.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going there. September. So
that's pretty awesome.
That
yeah, I saw that like you basically been on your own since 2013, and I see like you have like all these nominations and awards for awards and all, and I was like, wow, you've made a pretty pretty good mark on the business in such a short time.
Yeah, maybe since I'm here. And everything happens over at on your side of the water. I don't follow I can't see everything that happens. So I'm curious to get over there and see if anybody recognize me and listen to my music over there. That would be awesome.
If like the offer was right, would you even consider moving here to the United States?
No, of course. If I'd been younger, and if I hadn't had my family and everything over here, I would have considered that. Of course, it's a dream, but now it's not possible. So I have my life over here. So,
gotcha.
If there's not a real major label wants to sign me, and maybe then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean.
I know. Oh, believe me, I know. So you actually started playing guitar at 8 years old.
I got my first guitar from my grandpa, and he taught me to play all the songs he used to play in the 40s and 50s with his little band. Yeah, so a couple of, you know, sort of jazz songs that were translated into Swedish and stuff like that, yeah. So he was a big inspiration in my early years.
That's awesome. Now, has he seen your success?
No, he's not around anymore. But I played with him until the end. He lived in the south. I'm from the south of Sweden. Now I live in Stockholm area, and that's sort of in the middle of Sweden. So it's a 6-hour drive between my hometown and up here. So yeah. So when I moved here, I was seeing him maybe 3 or 4 times a year. But every time I went down there, I had my guitar with me, and he played the mandolin, and we sang and we played.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a ball.
That sounds like some great memories.
Yeah, and he was blind the last, 8 or 10 years. So, but he just sat there with his mandolin and played without seeing anything. And the last year he couldn't play anything. So then it was just me, and I played those old songs to him, and it's just sat there listening. And he was a great guy, and I really miss him.
That's awesome. Now, how about, I saw too, like, you've, like, gone, like, to all different genres of music. Like, you've played pop music and dance music, even hard rock and gospel. What made you finally decide to choose and go the country route?
Well, I've been writing a lot of pop music and R&B. And everything was so computerized. Everything was programmed, so I got a little tired of that. And I was longing back to for a more organic sound, and hear real instruments, real guitars, real fiddle and everything. And Keith Urban released "Somebody Like You." I don't know if you remember. It was a huge hit, and that banjo intro really got stuck in my head. So, and I thought, I want to do this. I want to try this out. So that was back in 2002, I think. I shut all the other genres out and only listened to country music, both old and new, as an experiment, how my musical language, if it would change, or if would I play different? Would I sound different when I sang and stuff like that? So it changes a little bit, and I haven't listened to anything else since then. I really love writing and listening to it. Yeah.
Wow. So you would never consider, like, going back to any of those other genres of music, or maybe even combining with country?
No, not at this point. No, actually, everything I write now, it ends up, I try to write a pop song, it ends up a country song.
Yeah. That's great. That is great. But what's your feelings like there's the whole new country music scene that is really kind of crossed with pop music?
Yeah. Did you ask me what I think about it? Or
Yes. Yes.
Well, I think a good song is a good song. I love the lyrics in a country song, and even if it's more poppy or rocky, I love when the lyric has a country theme in it. Some of the new songs I can't hear that much country in it at all, actually, but as long as there are a little bit of those instruments that I love, steel guitar, dobro, fiddle, banjo, and the songs are about country things, I think it's still good. But some of the songs are more pop songs than country. And
I can appreciate
a good song. A good song, good music is good music. But if you call it country, I don't know. But I don't want to be in that war between true country and the new modern country. So. I love them both.
There you go. That's the correct answer to say, right?
Yeah. We're in Sweden. We don't choose sides here.
Right. Now, how about you were in a band previous before, I guess you're going solo. It was called Chestnut. But then you decided to go on your own. Was there any reason why you decided to go on your own, or you just wanted to be like in control of your own destiny?
Yeah, it was me and Tex Taylor. We started that band just for fun. Just we gathered a couple of guys that were in the same situation. We had regular jobs and families and stuff like that, and we wanted to get together once a week and rehearse and, you know, have fun. But it started to get a little bit too serious. It sounded too good, too fast. So we started to get gigs, and then of course when you get gigs, it's always someone who can't participate in that gig, and you gotta get a substitute for him. And then it was like that for a while, and people were starting to drop off because I can't do this anymore, they said, and then suddenly the band was me and Tex and substitutes. Then Tex got a job as a manager, and that was taking almost all of his time. So he said that I can't do this anymore, and so it was only me left. So then I said,
"Wow,
hey, I go solo," because I was doing everything in the band anyway. So I was writing and producing and recording, and doing all the marketing and everything. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was
might as well, man.
It was a natural step.
Cool.
So.
Now, how about, too, we talked about how you were being nominated for awards and all. I saw you're also on CMT.com in the top 50 country music artists.
Yeah. I'm going from 100 up to 30, 40 somewhere, all the way
nice.
Through. I check it every day, and then today I think it was, you know, 70 something, so around 50, and that's great.
That's awesome.
Michael does a great job, so I get seen a lot on the web, I think.
right, cool. So you have a new album out. It's called High on Living.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that title sounds like just being happy to be alive.
Yeah, sort of. That song, the title song, is about that. It's about me doing the things I love to do. I call it High on Living. And I think it's a good title for the whole album.
Nice.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have your current single, which is The River. What's The River about? Any river in particular? Or?
Yeah, it's about me. As I said, I'm from the south, from a small village called Mörrum. And that through the village. It's a village of about 6,000 people. And okay. through the village, there runs a river that's famous for its big salmon and big sea trout fishing. So we grew up there, me and my pals. We started to fish there when we were 12. And we started to learn from the older guys how to catch those fish. And then we grew up there. We were rafting, and we were fishing, had all those bonfires, talked about girls, and, you know, had our first beer and stuff like that.
Right.
By that river. So the songs, the song is true too. It's my about my life, about me growing up there. So all the have
nice.
You seen the video?
I have not.
Have you seen the video on YouTube? Yeah. If you look at it, you can see there's a lot of pictures there, and all those guys in those pictures they're all my friends, the guys I grew up with. So everything is true
cool.
in that video, in that story.
Now, are you still in touch with those friends?
Some of them via Facebook. And when I go down there, I see one or two of them. But I'm not down there as often as I used to be. But we talk, we iMessage, and we see each other on Facebook. So I guess that's how it is today.
Yeah. What is their opinion of the song? And you're using the old pictures and all. They had to be pretty blown away.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you there.
What
you
was
that
your
again?
Old friend's? What was your old friend's opinion of the song and the fact that you wrote about them in the old times and using their pictures in the video? They had to be pretty blown away by that.
Yeah, I asked them if they had any pictures, and pretty much all of them they took their phones and looked up some old pictures and took with a mobile phone and sent them to me. And they were thrilled about it. I've got a lot of attention for the video down there, both from the one of the guys that's in the video is the boss of the whole fishing area down there. So. And he put it out on their social media.
Okay.
Yeah, so they really loved it, and I'm glad they could send all those pictures, because I think it's an important part of the video.
That's awesome.
Were in it. Yeah.
So what? I can't believe it's almost June already. What's the plans for you now for the rest of the year?
As I said before, September, I'm going to Nashville for 10 days. That'll be awesome.
Nice.
Have a couple of gigs planned before that. I'm not well known here in Sweden, but I'm getting there. I have a gig next week at a great place here in Stockholm, and it's two girls that started a new country, a club on a place called Stumpen. So
okay.
if anyone from Sweden listens to this, I'm going to be playing at Stumpen June the 2nd.
Cool.
Yeah, four or five songs with those two girls. So they're great, and great musicians.
And where can everybody get the new album?
Well, it's out on Amazon and iTunes and all those sites on the internet. If they want a hard copy, they can just look me up on Facebook, and I can send them one. But there's no hard copies out in the stores. It's a digital release. But I can fix that.
Cool. And do you have a website as well, or?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you have a website as well?
Yeah, Right now it's linked to my Facebook page, but it's www.tjleonardcountry.com.
Nice.
So, and then you, very cool. You get to my, yeah.
Sounds good. Well, we're going to play the river for everybody, and TJ, I want to thank you for calling in all the way across the pond over to here to us and talk to us, and I hope you have a lot of fun when you come to Nashville.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm sure I will. sorry, my voice is cracking up here. So.
That's all right.
Have a blast. I'm sure of it. Yeah, and thanks for having me on the show. It was great talking to you.
No problem. Thank you. All right, TJ, take care and keep that music coming.
I believe that old friendship hardly never dies. It'll stay the same no matter how fast the time flies. The roots from my youth grows deeper than many other things. Those old memories from our teens means everything. We grew up by the river. That's where we learned how to catch those trout and live in that outdoor life. The river. That's where we learned everything about kissing girls and having fun, drinking beer late at night. When the flames from the bonfire reach towards the sky, I want to thank you guys for old times. We were fishing and rafting, drifting, just following the stream. Jumping from the bridge, swept away by the water round the bend. Like the water, the time runs by, and we were scattered to the wind. But the faces of those who were close will stay with me till the end. We grew up by the river. That's where we learned how to catch those trout and live in that outdoor life. The river. That's where we learned everything about kissing girls and having fun, drinking beer late at night. When the flames from the bonfire reach towards the sky, I want to thank you guys for old times. A flood of memories poured all over me the other day. And maybe when it's time to slow down, I'll be back to stay. We grew up by the river. That's where we learned how to catch those trouts and live in that outdoor life. The river. That's where we learned everything about kissing girls and having fun, drinking beer late at night. When the flames from the bonfire reach towards the sky, I want to thank you guys for old times. I want to thank you guys for old times.
All right, there you go. There he is, Mr. T.J. Leonard. That's his new single. It's called The River. And there's tonight's show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, as always. I also want to thank all of our artists tonight. Make sure you check them out. Make sure you support them and support all your local music, all your independent music. Just support music in general. It needs it. And buy it. Buy the music. I don't care if you're downloading from iTunes or Google, or you're going to your Best Buy or your Walmart or Target and buying music, just buy music. Music is so important. It really is. And it doesn't matter what genre it is, just music in general. So make sure you support it. So, being said, again, thank you to everybody. Thank you for our sponsors. And the way I ran out the show every week is a very important message that I need to share to everybody, especially one of our co-hosts on one of our shows, Miss Coco Warbucks. Remember this important message. Stay driven. Until next time, everybody. See ya.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. Join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven. Stay driven.